This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, the planned U.S. withdrawal of its 2,000 troops in Syria will not be abrupt and will also be conditioned on Turkish assurances that it will not target Kurdish fighters allied with American forces. VOA's Slatisa Hoke explains why this would be crucial to those in the region.
Kurds were at the forefront of the ground offensive against Islamic State, both in Iraq and in Syria. A U.S. withdrawal makes them vulnerable to attacks by the Syrian government forces and by Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has agreed to postpone, but not cancel, an offensive which he says is aimed at removing terrorists from northern Syria. Bolton said the U.S. withdrawal would not take place without Turkey's agreement not to kill the Kurds. He also called on the Kurds to stand firm and refrain from seeking a deal with the Syrian government, whose President Bashar al-Assad seems to be regaining acceptance by other Arab leaders. Slatisa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Another work week begins Monday, but not for hundreds of thousands of federal employees forced to stay home because of the government shutdown. President Trump said he can relate to the hardship of not getting paid, but he's telling federal workers to make adjustments. AP's Julie Walker.
Schumer says there's one person to blame.
Only one cause of this shutdown, and that is President Trump.
The Senate minority leader says there's support on both sides to reopen the government.
Democrats and now a growing number of Republicans are coming together and say, let's open up the government and debate border security separately.
President Trump says no budget without the wall.
Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and myself can solve this in 20 minutes if they want to. If they don't want to, it's going to go on for a long time.
So far, Trump's not budging on his $5.6 billion demand for a border wall.